What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, April 13th, 2018. So all you Trishkadekaphobics out there, hide under your beds or in the closet or whatever you want, because it's Friday the 13th, which unless you're a Knights Templar, I don't think you really need to worry about that a whole heck of a lot right now. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And, of course, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three with her unique perspective on the world. So let's get right on into it. A lot of mixed signals coming out of the White House, and it looks like they're pulling back from this idea of an imminent attack on Syria. And, of course, the war hawks are out there screaming and crying and rolling around on the floor and kicking and screaming and throwing their usual tantrums here. And Trump is now out there saying, well, I never said when an attack on Syria would take place. Goes on to say, we've done a great job of ridding the region of ISIS. Where's our thank you, America? So they're trying to find a dignified exit strategy, and it's really not all that dignified. They basically were forced to back down because of the utter absurdity of that claim that there was a gas attack in Douma that Assad did. It just didn't make any sense, and everybody around the world was picking up on the illogic of it all. Now, apparently, John Bolton and Secretary of Defense Mattis are going back and forth over what to do about Syria, and Bolton is out there saying, bomb, 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 and Mattis is urging caution. Now, he's the Secretary of Defense, and that means he's in a position to more accurately evaluate what would be the consequences of a massive attack into Syria that runs the risk of a direct confrontation with Russia. And I think the concept of a Pyrrhic victory comes into play here, because even if the United States were able to prevail against Russia in Syria, it would be at huge, huge cost. It almost reminds me of the attack on Pearl Harbor, where Admiral Nagumo was criticized by the crews on his ships for calling off the strike after just two attacks. And he said, no, this war is going to go on for a long time. My duty now is to preserve this fleet and return it safely to Japan because we're going to need it. So it's kind of along that line. And Trump is now taking the position they're looking very seriously and very closely at the whole situation, and we'll see what happens. And then he made this odd comment. It's too bad that the world puts us in a position like that. Now, of course, Trump's earlier tweets about our missiles are coming and they're fast and they're smart and everything, but Trump is crafting an exit strategy with this comment. It's too bad the world puts us in a position like that. It's not our fault. It's unrealistic expectations on the part of the world. And now the White House is coming on out. Actually, this is coming from Erdogan's chief advisor, is saying that Trump's Syria threats appear to have been primarily for domestic consumption in the U.S. Trump wanted to prove how tough he was on Syria and Russia to the American people, and he just didn't expect that Syria and Russia were going to take it all that seriously. I mean, didn't they understand he was just BSing the American people? Apparently not here. And so Trump is out there saying it's too bad the world expects us to respond in Syria. And actually, Donald, the world would rather you not respond in Syria to what is such an obvious piece of bovine excrement regarding that chemical weapon attack in Douma. A hot war between the U.S., Russia, and China is not going to do anybody any good at all. And I'm rather pleased to see that Mattis is acting as the voice of reason and caution in all of this. Interesting little story coming out of the Daily Sheeple saying, according to the White House, the rationale for the war with Syria is apparently top secret. And apparently they've issued a 7-page memo that makes the case for an attack, but the first two pages are heavily, heavily redacted. So whatever the rationale for war in Syria really is, it's not something that you're supposed to know about. You're just supposed to buy this story about Assad is gassing his own people again and throw your money and your children into the war zone. All right, we're going to take a phone call here from Rick in Fort Lauderdale. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Sir, you're the only one I know of that would be wise enough to look into this. In regards to the gassing, and I know you picked up on a lot of different things, have you seen anything about any burials?
No.
Exactly.
I mean, the people who are on the ground in Douma, the Syrian forces, the Russian forces, the OPCW, they're not finding that there are any dead people. They're not finding that there were any patients who went to the hospitals. It's just not there.
And wouldn't it be politically advantageous for the warmongers to parade around the little itty-bitty baby caskets and have these burials where we could go to the location and pay our respects and all that? And isn't it true that they bury their dead right away?
Yes, they definitely do. And, you know, usually there's video of the funerals. You know, everybody's got a cell phone over there. But this is looking more and more like it was kind of a rush job because if you remember about a month ago when Russia started warning that this false flag was going to happen, the Syrian forces apparently halted a couple of these false flags. So all they had left was a video put together by the White Helmets, and they really apparently didn't have the resources to stage funerals or anything to go along with it. So there's a complete absence of evidence. But again, the thinking was we're going to claim there was a gas attack and we're going to launch the war before anybody can say no.
Right. It seems like George Soros's financial tentacles are in gun control in this and everything else that's bad.
Well, it's not Soros. We're now finding out that the U.S. government is giving the Soros organizations U.S. taxpayer dollars. They're using him as a cutout and a front to go on out and push these various agendas so the U.S. government can maintain plausible deniability. Not that anybody would believe a denial from the U.S. government about any of this stuff anymore.
So then, Michael, my last question is, and it's your opinion I trust the most out of everybody. If this is going on and the president receives these briefings, is he compromised? Is he insulated? Is he going along with it? Why are there so many Obama holdovers that haven't been fired, these really bad people in big positions?
Well, again, I was saying all the way back to the inauguration, Trump's biggest mistake coming into the White House was trying to be magnanimous in victory and saying to all the Obama people, you can stay on. And his assumption at that time was now that he was the boss, they would be loyal to him because that's how it works in the world of business. A new CEO comes on in and all the employees are now loyal to him. That's not how it works in Washington, D.C. politics. And it betrays Trump's high degree of naivete about just how politics works inside Washington, D.C., which has always been one of his greatest weaknesses. I'm sure that Trump is smart enough to have realized just how phony that whole gas attack story was. And initially, he was right on board with it, calling Assad an animal who gasses his own people and enjoys it. But now he's backing off. And thankfully, he's got at least one advisor, Mattis, who's saying we need to tread carefully here or we're going to find ourselves in a conflict that is going to be very, very costly. They're not saying that Russia would win. They're just saying that a U.S. victory would cost more than it's really worth.
And I think the fact that there's no burials and it's way too late to stage it now. I think the fact that there's no burials is a smoking gun. I think the omission of that, it also just piles on that this is all a bunch of BS.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the problem is the war hawks are probably going to stage something else, and next time they'll work to make it a little more convincing. But given the track record of all the lies we've been told about Assad gassing his people that have been exposed as frauds, nobody's going to believe it, no matter how convincing it is. But the people who want that war in Syria,
right,
they're going to keep pushing by hook or by crook.
I don't trust any time the Democrats or Republicans both agree on anything is a red flag.
I agree.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. And we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind, Mike? It's not over yet because, you know, you got the tricky British, the French, and the Israelis. So they got a lot of tricks up their sleeves. So, you know, this ain't over yet. You know, the next couple of days are going to be pretty scary because we're there. There's still stuff moving around. So, I don't know yet, Mike. I think we're still in that danger area time period there. You know,
absolutely, no question.
The French and the British have a lot to lose. You know, they need to start something. You know, and the elements in, you know, Israel and you know, they don't have many chances left. You know what I mean? In Syria, because he pretty much won the war. It's basically mop-up operations now. You know, there's some pockets left, but it's yeah. So I just don't want everybody to get all like, you know, that everything's being stood down, and you know, just.
No, that would be very, very foolish. We're still in the danger zone. Again, I think we can expect another even more serious false flag attack. They may even try a chemical weapon attack here in the United States and say Assad did it. They're going to have to go for something that's almost as big and shocking as 9/11 was to basically terrorize the American people past the capability of thinking rationally.
And, Mike, you know General Dunford, I think was the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He probably told Trump that, you know, the Sixth Fleet would probably be gone, you know, like, because the Russians can knock them out.
Yes.
You know, so, like, you know, that's more than a pause, right? I mean, how many people on aircraft carrier, 2,000?
No, it depends on something the carrier, like, but, yeah, it can be between 2,000 and 3,000 people. And that's not even counting the air wing.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, on that mercenary group from Britain you mentioned, yes, it's Britain Defense. Yeah, they were linked with Qatar, hired them to get a chemical weapon shell that matched an old-style Soviet Union shell that looked like Assad would have in his arsenal. You know, and it was a chemical weapon to basically it was a mercenary. So you got a lot of these, you know, Blackwater-type companies, they'll do anything for money, Mike. I mean, you know, that's a scary thing, too, right?
Yes.
That's all I wanted to say, Mike. So I just want, you know, like I said, it's not over yet.
No, it isn't. We've pushed them back this one time. We've won this skirmish. We are a long way away from winning the war against war.
All right, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. Now, interestingly enough, over in Italy, their media is already reporting on the facts that are coming out of Douma, and they're reporting none of the Western journalists who've been invited in by the Russian army, and they're free to basically go anywhere undisturbed, take any pictures they want anywhere, talk to anyone. They have yet to find any trace or testimony of this supposed attack that happened back on the 7th. And what we're seeing in the corporate media is they're retrieving old, outdated photos and movies produced by the rebels years ago and trying to present them as current news to convince the public of the absolute need for retaliation against the Assad regime. But again, the people who are there on the ground, the Russian chemical weapons experts, the OPCEW, they can't find anything. There are no bodies. None of the hospitals in the area saw any patients that had any kind of chemical weapons injuries. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello to you both on the 13th.
Yes.
Go figure. Two quick thoughts for you. I'm guessing finally now that since Sauron is the enemy of Middle Earth, then Soros is the enemy of Upper Earth. And with that...
I was wondering about that ring he was wearing. The one with the glowing red letters.
There. Yeah, go figure. You had mentioned about on yesterday's show about teachers having being prescribed to use a baseball bat in the event of being attacked or whatever, or being invaded and so forth, which I thought was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, it's not even a baseball bat. It's not even a full baseball bat. It's only 16 inches long.
I thought that was absolutely hilarious. But you know something? I think they were a little bit misguided on that. What they really should have recommended to the teachers is to make sure they have a good-sized bag of marbles, that whenever they look out the door and see that there's someone down the hall getting ready to start firing down the hall, just roll quietly, lower themselves down to the floor, and take one good swoosh and send the marbles rolling down the hallway in front of the person who's got the firearm, and then see what happens.
That probably is going to work better than the baseball bat, I would say. Somebody actually called into our switchboard and said, give the teachers a tranquilizer gun. The problem with that is, of course, the tranquilizer would take too long to take effect, and the gunman is still going to be dangerous, depending upon the tranquilizer, for 30 seconds to a minute after that, unless you load those darts with shellfish toxin. And if you're going to do that, just go ahead and give the teachers a gun.
Oh, Nick, I'd rather have the marbles. Anyway,
I'd rather have an AK. If I were a teacher in the school and there was a threat of an active shooter, I want an AK. That's what I want.
Well, there you go. Have fun, y'all. Later.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Now, even though SecDef Mattis appears to be the voice of caution in the White House meetings, he's still out there publicly, still talking, trying to bolster the propaganda. And he's actually come on out and admitted the U.S. government has no evidence of the Syria chemical attack, but Mattis believes there was one. And, of course, I'm sure that when he was younger, Mattis believed in Santa Claus and the Easter Rabbit and Superman and Batman. And it's another reminder of why foreign policy should not be set on the matter of belief. Or, for that matter, you know, the mood of the president when he wakes up in the morning, which seems to be what's driving his Twitter comments here. Now, the CIA director is out there trying to prove they're tough on Russians and saying that a couple of hundred Russians have been killed in U.S. strikes in Syria. And see, it shows that we're tough on them and the Russians have met their match because the U.S. has killed hundreds of them in Syria. See how butch we are here. Well, you know, killing Russian nationals in a country to which you don't actually have permission to be, that's a very, very dangerous situation. Let's take another phone call. Rick in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I sent you an email. Excuse me. I sent you an email. You may have already seen the video I sent you about the 6 million Jews who were killed. In World War
II. Not sure that I saw it.
Well, it's for humor. You put up with so much every day. I kind of feel sorry for you. I send it for humor to you. I just hope you watch it.
I'll look for it on the next commercial break here, based on your first name. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now then, let's take a real hard look at what's going on in Syria. These are the weapons that Russia is known to have already deployed in Syria. There may be others we don't know of, but this is what Secretary of Defense Mattis was probably thinking about when he urged that we should exercise caution just going on in to Syria. First of all, Russia has deployed the S-400 surface-to-air missiles, basically it's a very powerful air defense missile. They can track multiple targets simultaneously, and it is thought they may even be able to lock onto and destroy the F-35 and the F-22. They've also deployed what they call the Bastion Coastal Missile Defense System. And this is an anti-ship system that can reach out to 219 miles. And Syria is thought to have just bought this system from Russia. Then there's the Panzer S-1. We'll talk more about these weapons when we come back from these commercials.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once more, we're going to put on the bag here. I'd get down on my knees, but would take a chain hoist to get me back up again. We really need your support. There's no other way to say it. And it's hard for us to ask for your support because we understand that you are all in as serious financial straits as we are. But we're in a war against war. We're in a war against the lies that lead to war. And unfortunately, the bad guys have got all the money, and we need your help. The only way we're going to stop the influence of big money over our lives is for the little money to all band together in the common cause of restoring our republic and restoring peace to planet Earth. So if you can help on out, and we really do need it, this is not a joke. The postal address where you can send a check or money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to phone on in and pledge to be a recurring subscriber, that number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And for those of you who want to donate directly to whatreallyhappened.com, there is a donate button in the right margin of the main page of the website. So let's get on back here. We're talking about the weapons Russia is known to have in Syria. And I'm emphasizing known to have. There may be stuff there that we don't know about yet. They have the Panzer S-1. This is a truck-mounted short to medium-range surface-to-air missile and anti-aircraft artillery system. It's owned by both the Russian and Syrian government forces in Syria. Russia has deployed it around its Hmeymim air base and at its TARDIS naval facility. This thing can shoot down cruise missiles. Russia has between 10 and 15 warships and their support vessels operating in the Mediterranean right now. They include the Admiral Grigorovich and Admiral Essen frigates, which are armed with cruise missiles. Russia also has submarines that are deployed into the Mediterranean. Now, most of the ships have left the TARDIS naval facility supposedly for a training exercise. The reality is they're dispersing the fleet, so they're not all in one place and subject to an attack by the U.S. Apparently, Russia also has IL-38N anti-submarine hunter aircraft in the area, and I'll bet you they're trying to locate the USS Georgia right about now because that is a very potent platform. Russia has dozens of warplanes and helicopters at the Hmeymim Air Base in Latakia, fighters, bombers, multi-role aircraft, and it's apparently using another Syrian base for its helicopter gunships. Now, Russian helicopters are formidable. Back when the Soviet Union was in Afghanistan, there was sort of a running joke that the Mujahideen were not afraid of the Russians, but they were certainly afraid of those Russian helicopters. They're armored. They're very difficult to shoot down. Syria is known to have a mixture of Russian-made anti-aircraft systems, including the Panzer S-1 and the Buk M-2 surface-to-air missile systems designed to shoot down cruise missiles, aircraft, and drones. So there's a lot of stuff there. We know that Russia has more potent missiles, including missiles that can attack aircraft carriers to which the U.S. has no defense against them. Ben Hodges, who's a retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General, former head of the U.S. Army in Europe, is saying the Russian military will have put in place multi-layered defenses to protect its aircraft and other assets and has the capability to repel a U.S. attack. And that may be why Mattis was saying, let's think this over very, very carefully. Because if the U.S. were to attack Syria and Russia to repel them, a defeat like that would just knock the wheels off the war wagon and just completely derail it. There would be no more public support for going into Iran or going into North Korea or any more military adventures, because the American people are just sick and tired of war. They're sick and tired of seeing this country literally rotting from neglect and decay because all of the wealth generated by the labor of the American people is being sucked away to feed the war machine, to feed Israel, to prop up Wall Street. We're a war-weary people. We've been at war with all these countries longer than we were in World War I and World War II put together. It's way too long. Now then, Italy, possibly because of the lack of evidence that any gas attack actually took place in Douma, is saying they will not take part in any military action in Syria. It's looking like NATO and the EU in general don't want anything to do with this. Obviously, France and Great Britain are going along with the U.S. agenda, but other countries like the Netherlands are saying no. Germany is saying they'll help with logistics, but they will not take part in any kind of an actual attack. So everybody's getting cold feet on that, mostly because that story about the gas attack in Douma didn't make sense from day one, and people are just picking up on the obviousness of this false flag. We're going to take another break for commercials. We got callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go to the phones here, one of our listeners sent me an email. They went out and actually looked up the crew complement of the Nimitz-class aircraft carriers. The ship's company numbers 3,200. The air wing numbers 2,480. I imagine it might vary slightly from carrier to carrier, but basically we're talking about 5,600 people on an aircraft carrier. And those carriers are vulnerable to the latest generation of Russian anti-ship missiles. So that would be a major loss. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike, I saw something on YouTube last night. It was on some kind of Russian, wasn't an RT, it was on another Russian TV. It was in Russian, but they were translating. And they had this guy on there. They said he's the former head of Israeli intelligence, some guy named Yakov. He looked to me like a Russian. I mean, he talked like a Russian, that he was talking to all the other Russians there. I'm not sure whether they were media people or Duma, you know, part of the Duma. And he was saying the generals in the United States are really getting worried, scared now, because they don't know how to fight a war like this. They've been so used to fighting these, you know, small countries with, you know, very backwards armies, and to fight a modern military like Russia has. I guess he wasn't even talking about the nukes. They're getting very worried. And then I noticed that Mattis seems to be getting cold feet now. Because Mattis is not a real combat general. None of these guys are. He was basically in charge of Afghanistan, which is a guerrilla war. And by the time he took over, I don't think it was even as big as it had been before. But it's not a strategic thing. It's not where you're massing armies against armies or fighting a country that has a real navy and real air force and the real ability to knock down your planes and your missiles and destroy your ships. So I think that's what's happening right now. I think they thought Putin would walk the other way. I think maybe they underestimated the power of the Russian military today, and they thought probably Putin was going to back down. And now they see he's not. The other thing I understand, though, is that it's that bum Bolton, who shouldn't even be in there, this dangerous misfit, John Bolton, he's urging them to go along with it, along with Trump. And it's Mattis that's putting a restraining hand. Now I'm beginning to wonder about the sanity of Donald Trump. I really am. I'm really wondering whether that man is not out there, you know? Maybe he thinks he's king of the world. I don't know what he thinks, but I'm really wondering about his sanity. I'm really thinking we made a big mistake putting this guy in there.
We didn't make a mistake, because if Hillary had won the White House, we'd already be seeing mushroom clouds all over the place here. I don't think Trump is insane, but he's demonstrably weak. He's not in control. He's not being presidential. And that is a tremendous personal failing on his part. He's not a strong leader. He's a negotiator. He's a businessman. But he doesn't know how to lay down the law. And he'd better learn real quick, because he's being directed and controlled by his advisors. Now, thank goodness Mattis is urging caution here. And I think what really triggered this decision to maybe pull back from attacking Syria was news that China was going to come on in and support Russia. The Chinese ships operating in the Mediterranean have already been given orders. If there's a U.S. attack, they will come to the aid of the Russian ships.
Well, I don't even think, I'll be honest with you, I don't even think the Russians would need them. I mean, these ships are dinosaurs. They'd basically be a target practice for what I think the Russians have more. When Putin showed those supersonic weapons that they have, I think he's got these submarines. I think they're deployed already. I think they're ready. I think you would start. I think the guy who was on before who said say goodbye to the Sixth Fleet, I think pretty much that's what would happen. Now, the question is, after that, what would happen? Would that then start the nukes? Or would we just back off and realize, we're not the only superpower in the world anymore? I don't know.
Russia were to sink one of our major ships, that it might escalate to a nuclear exchange. And I've been saying all along, if we get into a conflict with Russia and or China, on the day the U.S. realizes they can't win conventionally, they'll resort to the nuclear weapons. And I still think that that's going to be the case. We were talking about the weapons Russia is known to have in Syria. I would be willing to bet they already have some of the K-32 missiles, the anti-ship missiles, the supersonic ones.
Yeah, that's right.
That maneuver terminal phase.
Yeah,
I'm sure they probably have a bunch of those along the Syrian coast by now.
The Russians do not seem scared at all. They don't seem intimidated. I see a lot of the YouTube things. Alex Jones had a guy on, a Russian news reporter, who seemed very, he was warned. Don't do it. He said American boys are going to, from the Midwest, the West, the South, the Middle America, are going to be manning those M-16s, and the globalists who send them there are going to be nice and safe. I guess that's considering a ground war with. But hopefully better minds are going to prevail in this, because can't afford it. This is too dangerous. This could literally mean the end of the world, because that's what would happen in nuclear exchange. Let's be honest about it. I mean, you could say, all right, they're only going to knock out military bases, but say one side is more successful in doing that than the other. The next thing you're going to know is the cities start going up in smoke or in the nuclear cloud. All right. It's a shame that the people are so ignorant today that they don't understand. You know, when you and me were kids, Mike, we understood what a nuclear bomb would do. We understood. We knew how, we had to hide under desks and stuff with a
shelter drills and all that, and we had fallout shelters all over the places. In New York City, where I grew up at the time, Subway was considered a fallout shelter, you know, with the signs and all that. We don't have those shelters anymore. That's another thing. The Russians are better equipped for a nuclear war than we are. They have shelters and stuff for their citizens, not for their elites. We have it for, you know, the bunkers for the elite, so-called elites, for the rich people and for the powerful people in government. We don't even have it for the average citizen.
No, we don't.
We got to take this country back, Mike, before it's too late, before it's destroyed. I don't feel that this is my government anymore. I don't feel loyal to it. I feel loyal to the country, but not to the bums anymore who run it. If I was in the military today, I'll be honest with you, I'd probably desert. I'd go to another country. Or I would say, I'm not going to your stupid wars. Put the cuffs on me and put me in Leavenworth and that one, you know, in the stockade. And that's it. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't fight. Not knowing what I know, you know, when I was in the Army, I didn't understand a lot of stuff because we didn't have those things like the internet at the time. You know what I mean? All I could go on was the mainstream news, the garbage I read in the newspapers. That's not the case. And the average soldier today, the average 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old, they don't get their news from the mainstream media. They know what's going on. You might even see some kind of a insurrection in the military before this is over, if it gets too bad. It wouldn't surprise me. And if you do have to, and if it's a prolonged fight, let's say it doesn't go nuclear and it's a prolonged fight, they're going to have a draft. They have a draft. This country is going to split itself wide open at the seams. Young people today are not going to put up with that garbage. They really aren't, because they know too much.
I certainly hope not. I mean, for us, our old people, we're not going to be around all that much longer anyway. The young people, the millennials, they're going to inherit this mess if this gets out of control. They're the ones who are going to have to wander around the aftermath of a nuclear war.
Also, the Generation Z, that's like from, you know, that's under 20 years old and stuff, and they're even more knowledgeable than millennials, who a lot of them are going to be ignorant. Just look at their iPhones, not for information, but just, you know, all the Generation Z, I understand, is a lot more into things. They have a lot more understanding, and you're not, you know, a lot more Ron Paul type, you know, Rand Paul type. And that's another thing. I hope Rand Paul now challenges Trump in a primaries, or I hope he forms a third party and maybe aligns himself with somebody like Cynthia McKinney. I know there's differences. One's that, you know, she's far more liberal in certain things than he is, but I think they could work things out together, you know, or Rand Paul and Tulsi Gabbard, who's also tweeting out a lot of stuff about how bad this thing is now, that he could possibly unite with her. Because I think they could win. I really do. There's enough, you know, even with, you know, as far as money goes, collecting money, because of the internet, you don't need all these big contributions from all these, you know, from Sheldon. What's his name? Sheldon Edelman or something? Or Edelstein?
Adelson.
You don't need
Sheldon Adelson.
Edelman. You know, you don't, or from the Koch brothers or any of these people. You can collect right on the internet, and I think pretty much that's what Bernie Sanders did. And I think that's what's going to have to happen, because we're not Trump. I pretty much put Trump out of my mind. I mean, to me, he's a failure already. And I don't trust him.
I agree. I'm very disappointed.
And I wonder about his sanity. And by the way, about those Russians that were supposedly killed, it was not 200 Russians. I think there were a few. There were contractors. RT reported on it. And Crosstalk. But there were a few were killed. If the amount were killed that they say, and let's say some of them were Spetsnaz or something like that, even though, you know, that would have mixed in with them, I think a bunch of our people would have been killed already, you know?
I would absolutely agree. Basically, what the U.S. government is trying to do is save face. They've been forced to back down from the Russians, and that's why they're out there saying, well, we gave them what for. We've killed a whole bunch of them. So, you know, Russia has met its match. It's pure, you know, BS to try and save face. Because the U.S. is being forced to back off this attack on Syria.
And as far as Vladimir Putin goes, I get a lot of stuff on my Facebook from Cynthia McKinney. She calls him the real leader of the free world today. And I kind of agree. You know, He's respected. He's respected in most parts of the world, maybe not in Western Europe, not a globalist, a scum in Western Europe, but he's respected around the world. And even the Chinese, I think, respect him a lot more than they respect our leadership. He's a Japanese like him, a lot of European countries. And I think what he's got to do, though, he's got to get the confidence in Eastern Europe again, because they think of the Soviet Union, that the Soviets, you know, occupied them for so long. But remember this, that was the Soviet Union. They weren't all Russian. Actually, Khrushchev, for instance, was a Ukrainian. Stalin was a Georgian. Those are separate countries now. It was a union of different countries put together and practicing a practicing communism. You know, Russia today is totally different. There's much more in common between Russia and Poland than there is, I think, between Poland and the United States, or certainly than Western Europe. There's a, you know, there are religious beliefs and all that, which you don't even have in, which the West is, well, not the United States so much, but Western Europe. You got every one of the Western Europe leaders, said the major powers in Western Europe right now, Miss May in England, Macron in France, and what's her name in Germany?
Merkel.
Anyway, huh?
Merkel.
What's the woman
Angela
in Germany? Merkel. Okay. None of them have any kids. I don't know if they're married, but they don't have any. Well, I know Macron is married. None of them have any kids. They didn't even think about the future. This is one of the reasons I think they're so crazy. I even start sometimes, you know, I listen to David Icke, or I watch David Icke sometimes. And I kind of think, you know, when you talk about the reptilians and all that, but sometimes I look at these people and they're so nasty, so evil. I start wondering.
The sociopaths.
You know, he definitely names the royal family as one of them. I know Richie Allen believes a lot of it. You know, he seems to think David Icke's right in a lot of stuff. But I don't know. When I look at how evil these people are, I start wondering sometimes whether maybe there isn't some kind of outer-worldly...
No, it's just they're sociopaths. They're sociopaths. And they really do think differently. They have absolutely no sense of guilt. They're totally obsessed with themselves. And they're oblivious to the harm their actions cause to others. Anyway, Mark, the phone lines are loading up. We're short on time here,
sure.
So thank you for the call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Dave in Missouri. Dave, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, howdy, Mike. I hope you're off to a blessed day. Been very windy here in the Midwest today, so I'm hoping you're having a beautiful day. You know, I just think maybe we're missing something, and that is, you know, I understand everybody's concern. I mean, we travel this country all the time, and it is such a glorious planet that we live on. I mean, it's really beyond even comprehension, just the beauty and the magnificence of it. So that there could be such an evil that would risk destroying such beauty, you know, it's just mind-boggling. But what I think we might be missing here, and I understand everybody's concern, is that, hey, we have a president who's willing to maybe walk back on things. It's not his ego that's pushing him, perhaps, like we were all afraid of. Maybe, you know, he acts rashly. I'm not saying I wouldn't in such a situation. But then as facts come in, he can change his mind. He can do a 180. And so, you know, the fact that we were all, you know, terrified that maybe we're heading in, you've seen the Russian ships deployed, you know, everybody scattered, you're hearing all this war talk, just maybe, and that would certainly have come to fruition had the Democrats and liberals had their way and we had Hillary on us. I'm sure we're all aware of that. If we weren't in internment camps by now, we'd certainly be at war with Russia. But Trump, hey, we have a president who's maybe willing to walk it back, maybe willing to look at, you know, I mean, put it out there as a caveat for people and then listen to what people say and act on it, you know, not take us into further war, but maybe avert it. And so
don't forget, before the claimed gas attack in Douma, Trump was talking about pulling out of Syria. And the word from inside the White House was that he was fed up with how long the U.S. had been there, that there really didn't seem to be a clear way that they could get Assad out, that he was ready to basically throw it on in. Then there was this claim of a gas attack. His advisors all said, we got to go on in. So Trump started talking tough to impress apparently the American people and brought us to the edge of an actual conflict. And at this point, SecDef Mattis said, we better really rethink this, because even if we were to win against Syria and Russia in Syria, the cost might be overwhelming in terms of the loss of ships. So maybe the Trump's advisors are the ones who are starting to rethink the war, except, of course, for John Bolton, who never met a war he didn't like. Anyway, Dave, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a commercial break. We got other callers waiting on the line, and we'll be back after these few words.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take three more phone calls, and then we're going to close the phone lines because I got a lot of news to get through, and I really need to focus on that. So let's go to Cab in New York. Aloha, Cab. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. What's on my mind is World War III, and I've been listening to your program, and you've really got a lot of you know, you're my best hope, actually. I'm very disappointed because, you know, I think the pastors should be, they should be speaking up, and I'd like to know where they are. They're quiet as a church mouse, and I guess that's what they are, mice. They're just little scared mice, and they're not going to speak up, and they're not going to stand for what's right, and I guess they're too busy watching football or, I don't know, dusting off their canned sermons or whatever they're doing, but they're not doing their job. And when this all happens, if it does, which it's all in the Bible, that's my whole point here. All of this is all in the Bible. It's like, why are they not reading their Bible? Why are they not warning us? There's so much scripture. It's like the last days. We are in the last days. And there's so much about the United States, you know, in the Bible about how we come to our crashing end and how God is really disgusted with this country. He says, like in Jeremiah, there's a lot, Isaiah, Revelation, of course, but it says, you know, God says that we were once a golden cup in the Lord's hand and we would have healed her, but she is not healed. Well, you know, it's not like we can't be healed. We could be healed if somebody would just, the pastors would do their job, because it is a spiritual, it's all spiritual. And Satan is a real person, and he is the one running this planet, and he uses greed and money, and seems like that's all anybody cares about, and so we're all going to die because people don't have principles anymore, and they're not willing to put their priorities in the right order. So I don't know. I know you're not big on Bible stuff, but your wife is, but I just want to, you know, put in the word here that I've been writing to these pastors with my using my internet and saying, come on, guys, do your job, you know. When are you going to speak up? And people
a lot of this began with George Bush's faith-based charities where the government was using churches for certain social programs. And with that came a lot of money. And at the time this happened, it was basically a way of bringing the churches under the control of the government so that they wouldn't speak out against the impending war agenda. And a lot of pastors who have congregations with a significant amount of military people in them are also afraid of speaking out against the war policy out of fear that those members of the congregation are going to leave and that collection plate's going to be a little bit lighter. So unfortunately, there's a financial incentive there as well. I kind of like the way Mark Twain described the situation. He said, we all began a little lower than the angels, and we've been getting a little lower ever since. Anyway, listen, Cab, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to do a station identification. We'll be back with hour number two. A couple more phone calls, then we're going to close the lines and get back to some news.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.